Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are still virtual. We're not back in our home inside of Renaissance Bank on Windward Parkway, but we're heading in that direction, folks, someday soon. But in the meantime, here's what hasn't changed. There are a lot of big banks out there, and they have computer-generated voices that they want to send you your way to deal with you and your business, and you don't like that. And if you don't like that, then I've got a bank that's big enough to handle your needs, but small enough to be personal. So go to renaissancebank.com, find your local office, some 200 across the South ready to serve you, and give them a call at your local office. And guess what? Someone will answer the phone, a live person. Imagine that. And what you'll be able to do is make an appointment and go in and see them and talk about your business and see if they can help you. And I recommend them because I've used them. I've got clients that use them and they do a great job. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now I want to welcome Chris de Blasio. And Chris is the CEO, executive producer, and I guess just the general head, as it were, of Agency 850. Chris, welcome. Great to have you.
Yeah, thanks, John. I appreciate coming on.
Yeah, this is awesome. So tell us a little bit about you, Agency 850, your firm. How do you help folks out there?
Yeah, absolutely. So Chris de Blasio, I'm the CEO of Agency 850. So we're an entertainment marketing company. We do product placement, product integration, branded entertainment. We actually help a lot of folks with personal branding, so content on social media. But I also work as an executive producer in the movie and TV business. So I do a lot of stuff out here in Atlanta. I work with high net worth individuals to help invest in TV shows and movies and that type of thing.
Wow, a lot to unpack there. You're a busy guy. Talk a little bit about your background, though. You've got quite a background that I think is fascinating.
Yeah. So I originally hail from New Jersey, so Northeast guy. I started out, man, I've been an entrepreneur all my life. I mean, my mom would tell me stories like, you know, I'd be like 7 years old, like trying to sell my finger paints, like on the street corner. You know, I mean, so like I've just always been, you know, innovating and coming up with ideas. But I got my start. I started out in advertising and I sold Yellow Pages for a while. Mm. And so did that in New York and New Jersey. And then I love the movie industry. I just always had a passion for it. So I went to the School for Film and Television in Manhattan. I got my start on front of the camera. So I worked on a bunch of shows, you know, some soap operas and some bit parts on some like CSI and some of those shows that went through New York. And I got the bug. So in 2007, I moved out to LA and I started to, you know, learn production. And in 2007, when smartphones were becoming pretty popular, I noticed that there was another need, is that websites weren't fitting on them, right? So you had to do that pick and zoom type deal. And so what I did was I, you know, the entrepreneur in me sprung up again and I said, you know, I need to fix this, because there's a lot of people in the entertainment business that, you know, want to be displayed properly on a mobile device. So I hired a bunch of developers and we created mobilized websites and we sold it to everybody I knew in the entertainment business. And so that's actually how our ad agency started. So Agency 850 started marketing for people out in Hollywood. Mm. And while I was out there, you know, I learned production. So I started going on both sides of the camera and then I started, you know, executive producing, you know, projects and fundraising and working with investors and putting stuff in festivals and did that for a while. And then, you know, I moved back for family. And so in 2017, so I knew about the Georgia entertainment business was just taking off. And at the time I had some family in Northwest Florida that I was with. And I started traveling up here just to check out what was going on. Mm-hmm. And it was awesome. Like what I love about the Georgia entertainment business is there is a lot of entrepreneurship out here. There's just a passion for, you know, new businesses and new ideas and innovating. And what I love about it is that it's not New York. It's not LA. It's its own thing. And so for a guy like me that constantly is coming, you know, an ideas guy, right? And I'm always coming up with different things. You know, I actually called it home in 2017 since we moved.
You know, I want to get to the Georgia piece of it in a second. And we'll talk a little bit more about the infrastructure, I guess, here and the environment here. But you bring something to the entertainment, the television, film production business that sometimes doesn't exist. That's right. And that's entrepreneurship. I mean, you had that background before you really got into the business, right? So talk about what that does for you and how that helps you relative to maybe some folks out there that don't have that bottom line, you know, sense, I guess, as it were, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm this weird hybrid. It's like, I'm a creative, I'm an actor, but I'm also, a CEO and I have, you know, worked with a lot of large corporations and stuff. So, you know, I think that kind of played into, you know, the role that I'm doing now is like, I'm kind of bouncing between business and entertainment, but in the job role that I have as an executive producer, you know, one of those things is actually working with investors and raising money and getting projects off the ground and working with networks and, you know, with product placement, you know, and integration. There's brands that will also finance movies as well with sponsorships or whatnot, right? And so that end of it is something that kind of everything came together and so it fit nicely. And in my entrepreneurship background, just kind of thinking outside the box, you kind of need to have that, especially as an indie filmmaker. You know, you sometimes are not getting the traditional, you know, financing or backing or the way you think it should go, right? That it's always been done this way. You got to figure out different ways of raising money and connecting the dots and finding talent and some of these things, because, you know, you don't always have those resources. And so as an entrepreneur, you got to create those things. And so looking at how you can create those things and make those opportunities work for you.
And that's really what you're talking about. See, I think the average person that's not in your business hears executive producer and they think, you know, cameras and sets and all that kind of stuff. What you're talking about is hardcore entrepreneurship. That's really what that role is.
Yep. A lot of people get confused. I mean, it's no different than being essentially a CEO of a company, right? Mm-hmm. It's business. Yep. And so with the entertainment industry, every movie or every TV show that you produce is a business. It's its own business, right? So you've got profit and loss statements. You've got to hire cast and crew, your talent, your employees, right? You have to do that. There's logistics involved. There's vendors that you need to work with, right? And so each one of these things are businesses. And so when you come at it from that approach, it'll get a little bit clearer that, you know what, hey, this is no different than, you know, running any other type of company.
Folks, we're here chatting with Chris de Blasio, and he's the CEO of Agency 850. Chris, we talked about Georgia. We sideswiped that conversation there just a little bit, or that topic just a little bit. Talk about why specifically Georgia is a attractive place for you to have the kind of company you have.
Yeah. So, well, a couple of things. I mean, one of the biggest things that Georgia did was pass the film tax incentive, right? And so there's some really, really tasty tax incentives for movie investors here. And so that's one of the reasons why we see so much going on here in Georgia. For me and my company, I mean, you know, I've been on both coasts, right? I've worked in New York, I've worked in LA, and it's great. Love the hustle bustle. What I love about Georgia is, you know, you've got the country too, and it's kind of weird because even though I've, you know, pretty much spent most of my life in cities, I like living, you know, somewhere like in the country and stuff like that. And so driving in, I love the hustle and bustle, but you get the best of that, and you have everything here. You know, I you can be in the mountains, you can be on, I mean, you can go out to Savannah and go to the beach. Like there's so many different options that you have here. You can go down to Florida. Right. And so, that was really attractive for me. And like I mentioned earlier, the whole entrepreneurial spirit here is just awesome. Like I speak a lot at colleges and to students and to young entrepreneurs. And I just love, you know, helping them and speaking into, you know, going after their dreams, going after what they want to do. So Georgia really is a great place. I think it's ranked still the number one place to do business. And so, for that reason, that's why I'm here.
Great work, Chris. Now you, let's talk about the business itself, Agency 850, and I guess the types of clients you serve. You mentioned some of the personal branding work, and we'll get to that in a second. But talk about some of the other projects that you have, and I know you have one specifically you want to address.
Yeah, absolutely. So, in Agency 850, so like I said, we work with brands, you know, we work with, a lot of companies that will sponsor movies and TV shows. We also work individually with CEOs and their personal brands, right? So we learned, I've been preaching this for a long time, but you've got to be on social media. You've got to be pushing out content on social media. And especially, I think a lot of people started waking up after COVID hit. We were all on lockdown, and some of these CEOs, you know, that they never leveraged it before. They never leveraged video. They never leveraged podcasts. They weren't active on social media. And so to keep in touch with their employees and their clients and find new business, the only way to do that was social media. And so one of the big areas that our agency focuses on is helping those CEOs essentially be thought leaders in their field. And helping them create video content and you know, podcasts and getting those things going is very important for business. And so that end of the company, I mean, I own several companies. So the other company I own is 850 Entertainment, which is the entertainment arm of what we do. And so that's where we develop TV shows and projects and then launch them, where I work as an EP. And so recently, we just announced a Atlanta-based crime drama that we will be shooting here early next year, and it's pretty much taken off by storm. We did our press release last week. It's actually based on a true story.
Really,
it's a dramedy, so there's elements of comedy.
Okay.
Where there's two ATF agents, and they partnered with the Atlanta PD and the FBI. And they had this crazy idea to infiltrate the hip hop community by creating a fake record label to bring down a drug boss named Sugar Key. And so it's entitled Government Records. And so I was hooked right away. Like, I was like, this is great. I've never heard of a story like this before. I think this is going to be a really good project. So I pre-financed some of our development. I shot a proof of concept earlier in the year or the end of last year, and had a bunch of financiers in my office and some other people, and I started showing it around, and it took off. And so where we are right now, so Big Boy, who you know, was one of the members of Outkast, is one of my co-EPs, and started packaging, and we've literally signed on about 22 different people in the hip hop community. There's a lot of interest in this. It just started spreading like wildfire. And so where we're at right now is we're looking for a home. We're looking for a network home for it. And so, we did the press release to get a little bit of hype, attention, and our phones have been kind of ringing off the hook, and I've been very busy taking those meetings, because it's something that I wanted to, and going back to the whole Atlanta thing.
Sure.
I was looking for a project that would highlight Atlanta, that would be an Atlanta-based show that would continue to go on for many, many seasons. Mm. This actually, the script came to me as a feature. It came to me as a movie. Mm. And I read through it and I'm like, oh, there's just so much more to this. And so, you know, I helped adapt it to a 10 episode season, and we have a season arc for, you know, season two and season three. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What you're describing is, it sounds like Atlanta is not just a backdrop, but maybe almost even a character in the dramedy, as you call it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's, you know, so one of my goals is to highlight obviously the city, and you know, I hate to say it, but like, you know, before I moved here, I had no idea what Atlanta was like. I mean, I thought it was all farms out here. Like, I really didn't know. I was very ignorant to that. And so, you know, when I got here, I was like, man, this is a really cool city, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I fell in love with it. And so and obviously, you know, with the movie industry here, we have the infrastructure, which is great. And so, for a guy like me, you know, it allows me to create a great story, a great, you know, it's got a great backdrop, but like you mentioned, Atlanta is actually a character in this project. Mm.
Very cool. Talk about just in general, how you source and vet your ideas, on the 850 Entertainment side, and I guess what makes the cut, what doesn't, right? In terms of getting financed and that kind of thing.
That is a great question. So as you can imagine, I get pitched all the time.
Oh, come on.
Everywhere I'm going. I mean, I'll just be out somewhere and someone will find out what I do. And then of course, you know, it's, hey, you know, I have this project, or I know somebody that's got this project, right?
Sure.
I think the biggest thing, I have a development team. The biggest thing is, if you're a writer, right? You want to make sure, there's a couple of things. You want to make sure you have several scripts. So let's say you get a meeting with me, or you get a meeting with, you know, my team or something like that. Don't just go in with one. Mm. You know, because it just might not be ready yet. Right. It might not be time. A lot of times, you know, writers, they'll walk in the room, they'll have their one script, and it'll be, thank you, but you know, we're going to take a pass on this one. Market's not ready. And unfortunately, a lot of young writers get destroyed about that. And like, you can't, right. Mm. Because what we're looking at on the business side, right. So I'm sure you got a lot of business listeners, right?
Yep.
There's the creative side, mm-hmm. right. Which is great. And you might have a passion project that you want to make. But then there's the business side, where is this thing going to make money?
Mm.
And so my job is to look at these projects and say, okay, I love the concept. I like it. I think it's definitely sellable. This thing is going to make money. That's the ones that we're going to greenlight. Is the market ready? You know, understanding. And that's another thing too, for the writers, is, you know, understanding your audience. If you understand your market and your audience, that is also going to help get your project greenlit. But the biggest thing is, and what young filmmakers fail to realize, is this is a business. You know, this is, you know, these projects are, you know, we want to make money for our investors. So that's the real reason.
Folks, we're chatting with Chris de Blasio, and he's the CEO of Agency 850 and 850 Entertainment. Chris, let's talk about the Agency 850 side of things. And you talked about the importance of personal branding for CEOs. Why the CEO? Why should a CEO be personally branded and use that brand to build their business?
That is a great question. So with any CEO, you're the face of the company. I mean, you kind of signed up for that job, right?
Right.
And so we live in a world now with social media, and it's been happening, right? It's no longer about the logo. People want to know the heartbeat behind the company. They want to know you. Mm. They want to know what you're all about. And if you're not active on social media, you know, that it's you're missing out on an entire market, right? And another thing is that everybody in business knows people do business with who they know and who they trust. And if you're active on social media, especially in a video capacity where people are seeing your face all the time and you're talking to them, this weird thing happens where they start building a relationship with you, even though they've never met you, but they know who you are. So when that time comes, say this is a new prospect that has been following you for a while, whatever business you're in, it doesn't matter. When that time comes, when you or someone, a representative from your company, is in front of that prospect, they'll be like, yeah, I've heard of you. I've heard of your CEO, right? If I say Apple, what person do you think of?
Steve Jobs, right? And or Tim Cook.
Yeah, but Steve Jobs is first.
Sure, right.
And that's the thing. It's like, you know, he's been out there, he's put himself out there so much, but there's so many case studies of this that, you know, people are branding themselves because there's a lifetime legacy. There's a lifetime value in branding yourself as opposed to a logo, right?
Yep.
That stays with you. It's legacy. It stays with you forever. Another thing is, if you're an entrepreneur like me, you're branding yourself, that next thing that you start, that next thing, if you have an audience, you already got a built-in audience. You already are able to sell whatever product, widget, service, whatever to your audience. And so it's funny, but I was against social media. You know, 5 years ago or so, I didn't have Facebook, LinkedIn, nothing. I had nothing. I was against it.
Really?
And yeah. I mean, as an actor, I was always in front of the camera and I was like, yeah, this is my private life and nobody cares what I had to eat for lunch. And, you know, it's just kind of the way I looked at it. And I found out there's a lot of people out there that feel that way until I realized it's a business tool. If it's leveraged properly, it's a business tool. And so by getting your face out there, getting content out there, this relationship is building and, you know, having your own show, you know, like podcasts and stuff like that, having guests on your show, you know, that's building a relationship. So you never know where that's going to go. That guest on your show could either be a client, could be a referral partner, could be some sort of strategic relationship that you make in the future. There's just so many benefits of in business of generating generating a presence, to becoming a thought leader in your field. And so that's kind of another thing that has melded together in my experience, obviously being talent in front of the camera, working as an EP behind the camera. I know a lot of CEOs, I'm friends with a lot of people in business. And so I started doing my content, I started pushing out shows and doing things, and I saw it work firsthand. So, you know, I'm a practitioner of this product. And eventually I just told a couple of my CEO friends and started doing it for them. They started seeing the benefit. And so that is another product that the agency offers. And it's, you know, it's almost like we're building influencers, right? So sure. Influencers, same thing. You've heard of the term influencers, where they're online and doing stuff. But these are thought leaders. These are business professionals. These are people that are building their brand in the business field. And so that's the other thing that the agency does as far as personal brand.
So how do you talk a CEO through this? Because I can just imagine the reaction. Well, Chris, you know, you're trained, you've been in front of the camera, you're experienced at this. You know, I don't like what I look like. I don't like what I sound like. You've only heard that all the time, right?
Right.
How do you talk a CEO through this and pass those concerns?
Well, number one, my first answer is, this ain't high school. Who are you trying to impress, right? I mean, the thing is, people overthink it. It's all about the content. And this even really solidified my point when COVID hit. Now, we're a video production company. We do high quality stuff. We do stuff, you know, for TV and movies. Everything is top notch. Well, that couldn't happen during COVID. I couldn't even roll a film crew. So a lot of things that we had to do, we had to pivot. And so I couldn't roll my film crew out to go shoot at a CEO's location. So we switched to doing it virtually. We didn't see any type of drop in anything because of quality. You know, sometimes with Zoom and stuff, you have quality issues.
Sure.
things happen, right? But it's accepted. Mm-hmm. The thing is, it's not about you, how you look. It's about what's your content like. Do you know what you're talking about? Mm-hmm. If you know what you're talking about, and 9 times out of 10, if you've been in business for a minute, you kind of know what you're talking about, and you've got value to give.
Sure.
And so, you know, you don't always have to worry about how the lighting is on your beard and all this other stuff. Like, it's not Hollywood, right?
Right.
You're not trying to be like a Kardashian. You know, she has a different objective. You know, it's your market. It doesn't. And here's the beautiful thing. It doesn't even matter what you sell or the industry that you're in. It works for anybody. Even if you are the most obscure industry, you actually have the biggest audience. Because there's a finite group that is actually searching for that type of content. And if you're the only one that's talking about that content, you are instantly the thought leader in that field, top dog.
Yeah, what you're talking about is like a Seth Godin concept, right? Minimum viable audience, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cool. So I would love it if you would share. You don't necessarily have to mention a name unless it's appropriate, but maybe share a success story of someone that you've taken and helped build their brand and therefore translate into a bigger business.
Yeah. I mean, we have a bunch, you know, so if any listeners wanted to guess, we could definitely send a bunch out, but there are some examples, you know, in varying industries, you know, whether it's finance, you know, mortgage broker. I mean, you know, that had no presence. Oh, and by the way, you mentioned this before. How do I look? I've never been on camera before, Chris. I've heard that all the time. It's like, well, you're on Zoom calls all the time, aren't you?
Right.
It's no different, you know? And so I've had those. I've had cybersecurity guys that, you know, a lot of times these guys are behind scenes, you know, they're on the computer. They're not, definitely not in front of people. But when they step out and they get in front of these people and they're talking about cybersecurity, especially now, like, that's great content. And so those types of individuals, you know, start excelling in their business and in their brand, because now they're becoming, you know, becoming the thought leader in that field. The other thing is, you know, it doesn't have to be national. You know, it doesn't have to be international. It could be in your local community, right? So realtors, perfect example, you know, is that you focus in a given area. Why not be the expert in your community? And the podcast, the video content, doing videos based on your knowledge of what's happening in your city, what's happening in the community that you serve, right?
Mm-hmm.
Having guests on the show, like I mentioned earlier. Strategic, even somebody that's going to buy from you directly, or a strategic partnership, you know, it, I'll tell you what, one thing, I hate networking. I don't know. It's like, I'm not like going to a huge place with like lots of people networking. It's just not my jam. I can do it, but it's not my jam. Mm. I'd rather target the individuals that, you know, I'd like to learn more about, see how I can help, if I can add value to them. You know, The biggest piece of this and pushing out content to do it successfully is a lot of people, they try to sell online, and it's, you're not selling, especially now. Nobody wants to be sold.
Mm.
But if you add value, just not asking for anything, just add value, eventually doors are going to open for you. Eventually those partnerships are going to happen. You know, it's give some more. And eventually you ask, right? And so I think that if you're, and again, we coach a lot of our clients through this stuff, you know, and so when you're just getting started out, you know, pushing content at scale, pushing content and making sure that you're just trying to provide value.
Well, and you did, if you don't mind me shouting this out, you did this quietly. when you, your firm came in and joined the Greater North Fulton Chamber, which I'm on the board of and, you know, part of the Chairman's Circle, you became a Chairman's Circle member, and you said to all the Chairman's Circle members, you and your folks, hey, come on in and we'll make a promo video of you and your firm and your business. And you offered that out to all the Chairman Circle members as a way to give and get to know. And so you're that this is not just some idle piece of philosophy you've read in the book you're spouting. You actually live it. So congratulations and thank you for that.
Yeah. No, but that, I mean, it's a, like I said, it's a pleasure. I especially at this time, right? You know, there's a lot of these CEOs. Let's just call it out, right? There's a lot of, you know, younger baby boomers, you know, Gen Xers and older millennials like me that know we're supposed to be on social media. And we don't know how to leverage it. And when COVID hit, a lot of my CEO friends, a lot of these people were like trapped because they never did it before. And so, you know, I wanted to be able to help. And so I was fortunate enough to work with, North Fulton Chamber to provide this service, you know, for free for some of our CEOs out here. And so, but even that, like, you know, like we do shows, like don't charge your guests to be on a show, you know, just have them come on. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's learn a little bit about their business. You know, they learn a little bit about your business. And sometimes, you know, making that relationship business happens. You know, I think, you know, when you help individuals, there's just so much more reward in helping somebody else. It's really the way business should always be done. But that's just one man's opinion.
Well, I think you're right on, pal. And I love it. Great words here from Chris de Blasio, and he's the CEO of Agency 850 and 850 Entertainment. So, Chris, this has been great. I could go on and on, but the phones are ringing off the hook for this new project, so we got to get you back to that. So, but I do want, before we let you go, if you could give us contact information, how folks, if they've heard something they really like and want to connect with you, they can be in touch.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'd be a hypocrite if I didn't say I was on social media. So you can pretty much find me anywhere at Chris de Blasio, any of the social media platforms. I don't think I'm on MySpace. I think that's gone away for a while. But you can find me on any of those social media platforms. If you're a brand or you're looking to build a personal brand, definitely want to hit up the agency. So that's agency 850, agency850.com. You can search on the web, just give us a call. And then as far as production and stuff like that, you know, look out for projects that are coming from 850 Entertainment. That's our company.
Awesome. Chris de Blasio, it's a pleasure having you. Thank you.
Same here, John. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, thanks. Folks, if you've got some other problems that go beyond personal branding, maybe you've got some administrative task or accounting or some maybe a presentation you need prepared, and you really need to get that off your plate and so you can focus on your business and have somebody else that knows what they're doing to really do it. I've got an answer for you that involves picking up the phone and calling Essie Escobedo over at Office Angels. And her number is 770-442-9246. And she's got a whole team of angels that work virtually. They've been doing it for 20 years. So this environment's nothing new to them. They fly in, get the job done and fly out, and they do it on a, as needed or ongoing basis, whatever you need. And, Essie's, they're not a temp agency or a placement firm. They supply just the support services that you need and just in the amount you need them. Essie's terrific. I use her services and I know a lot of others that do, and she is awesome. OfficeAngels.us is the website, but just call 770-442-9246 and talk to Essie directly and tell her I sent you. You'll be glad you did. Folks, you can find this show on all the major podcast apps. I won't mention them all, but you can find, I hadn't been snumped on one yet where we can't be found. North Fulton Business Radio is the search term. And guess what? Today is show number 300. So we saved this just for Chris. So thank you, Chris, for helping us celebrate show number 300. But we've had a tremendous number of guests over the years. Great guests. We would love it if you would go give us a great review on whatever podcast app you use. It's not about us, not about me. It's about our guest. We want our guest and their great work to be highlighted and found by people that might need their services. So if you could do that for us, That would be awesome. You can also go to NorthFultonBusinessRadio.com and find our entire archive of shows. And there's a whole search bar there. You can search by whatever you're looking for, and you'll find a terrific entrepreneur that can help. So for my guest, Chris DeBlasio, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.